Boundary Bend. Named for the river bend at the point where the boundary fence between Narang and Yungra pastoral stations met with the Murray River. Boundary Bend has a significant place in history in relation to the early explorers of this area. In 1830, Captain Charles Sturt followed the Lachlan River to its junction with the Murrumbidgee River. He then followed the Murrumbidgee downstream till he entered what he called a broad and noble stream, at a point just a few kilometres upstream from where Boundary Bend is today. He named this stream the Murray. 6 years later, Major Thomas Mitchell set out on his third expedition to see if the Darling River drained into a lake or another river. He followed the Murrumbidgee to a large creek just above the junction with the Murray, where he left half his men at a base camp. He travelled west down this creek and along the Murray to its junction with the Darling River. He returned to his base camp and proceeded not only to find the Murrumbidgee Junction, but to cross the Murray into Victoria, at a point about 1.6 kilometres downstream from the Murrumbidgee Junction. From here, he discovered and named many places in Victoria, including Swan Hill. In 1951, Boundary Bend was the first Victorian town to celebrate the reenactments of Captain Charles Sturt's exploration of the Murrumbidgee and Murray Rivers. Mr. Anthony Sturt, grandson of the explorer, planted two Karajong trees in the corner of the property next to the caravan park in commemoration of this occasion. As you travel the length of the Murray River on the Murray Valley Highway from Wodonga, there are very few places you can actually see our iconic river. Boundary Bend is the exception, with several magnificent viewing areas. Boundary Bend is well known for its great fishing. It's known as cod country. The community annually releases large numbers of Murray cod and Murray perch fingerlings into the river to ensure that this continues. Along this stretch of the river, there are several sandbars located on the inside of the river bends. These are ideal camping and fishing spots with gentle access to the river. Celebrating significant people of the Murray, a bollard of early settler and riverboat captain Archie Connor stands proudly overlooking our wonderful piece of the picturesque Murray River with those magnificent sweeping sandbars just opposite the caravan park. Slightly downstream from the caravan park is the boat ramp, which can accommodate most fishing and recreational boats. Henry O'Bree settled in Boundary Bend in 1889. He bought the Wine Shades, a hotel which was near the caravan park, which was also used as a guest house with stables to accommodate the horses and carriages of travellers. Henry pioneered one of the first watering schemes for Boundary Bend's first fruit trees and vineyard. There have been O'Brees living in Boundary Bend ever since. Facing the highway as you pass through town is the Boundary Bend Hall. This building started life in the early 1950s as a recreation hall for workers building the Snowy Mountains hydroelectricity scheme. It was transported in pieces to Boundary Bend in 1956 and erected in the centre of town. It's been modernised over the years, but still retains its original structure. Boundary Bend Primary School was closed some years ago, and the school building transported to Robinvale Consolidated School. The old school site has been redeveloped by the local community into a modern, picturesque and recreational community park. Boundary Bend boasts one of the largest and most modern olive groves and oil processing facilities in Australia. The processing plant is situated at the southern entrance to town. Group tours can be arranged, but by appointment only. There are also large almond plantations where you'll see almond trees stretching for miles, and Boundary Bend's famous delicious citrus fruits, which can be purchased from roadside stalls. Park your car under the beautiful shady trees beside the road. Take time to stroll along the riverbank and savour the tranquility that the Murray River at Boundary Bend provides free of charge, while you enjoy some wonderful small town country hospitality.